When one awards the title of Renaissance woman, it's a special group of folk who actually sort of connect with all that whole thing. And when you've actually got an actress who has covered the work of Casualty, Doctors, Waking the Dead, Law and Order, and also with City Slacker moves into the wonderful producing role as well, you have to say congratulations, Fiona Gillies. It's a joy to actually connect with you. How are you?
I'm very well. It's lovely to speak to you, Alex.
Well, likewise. Now, let's move straight into this fabulous movie, City Slacker. It's obviously previewed at the Raindance Film Festival. It's going to be the British movie of 2012, I have no doubt. It's already the excitement is actually coming up from that point of view. And it's a peculiarly 21st century take on fertility, the biological clock, the way in which we actually cope with these kind of things, and, dare I say it, perhaps an interesting perspective from the male side of things in terms of, do you want kids? Do you not want kids? Do you actually decide to become a city slacker, a house husband? What's it all about?
Well, it's all about Amanda, who's a high-flying city executive who has a very, very successful career that she's worked for a long time very hard to build, and in her youthful prime she froze her eggs at a fertility clinic, obviously ready to access when she had a little space in her diary. However, she gets a call from the clinic to say that there's been a fire and the eggs have been defrosted. So if she wants to have a baby, she's going to have to get on and do it the way nature intended. So she isn't particularly keen to give up her career. That doesn't figure in her plan. So what she needs is a young slacker who's happy to stay at home and bring up the baby.
Now, this is something which, if Aldous Huxley was looking at this script and he's writing about various Brave New World scenarios, I'm sure he'd say, I just find this amazing. And I said it was a peculiarly 21st century take on the whole thing. I mean, as a mum yourself, can you obviously identify with the character? Do you sort of think, yeah, all right, fine, it's an interesting analogy. You think, what are we doing with fertility clinics?
Well, I think, you know, fertility is a big thing. It's a massive thing. It's going to get bigger and bigger, and it touches everybody's lives. You know, when you're an adult, you've got to make decisions based around your career, your futures, particularly if you're a woman and you're balancing your career and you do want to have children. You know, timing is important.
I won't go into a possible sequel of ectopic pregnancies for males because, no, that's going even stranger from that point of view. Tom Conti obviously portrays your father, Ray.
Yeah.
We've got Matilda Siegler in there. It's the sort of buzz that's coming through with this certainly suggests it's going to again sort of be a nice. I mean, I said the movie of 2012. Obviously, it's released generally in December of this year. As ever, what attracted you to the script in the first instance, and what sort of led you to actually say, "Yeah, I'll produce that as well."
Well, it is very funny. It is very funny. There are some great one-liners in it. It's a lovely dilemma, and there's a lot of energy in it. And it's about the need versus want culture, really. You know, Amanda is a person who has everything that you could possibly want, but not very much of what she really needs. So it's about addressing that. And, you know, it's a lovely cast. Matilda Siegler is great. She makes me laugh a huge amount. She's a lovely person. And she comes from your neck of the woods at the moment, I think. She's living near Norwich.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's kind of like sort of 80 miles away from Lincoln, about 200 miles away. But we're in the same country, you know. And to citizens in New York, it's just like a hair's breadth away, basically. You know, who knows what's happening on this particular thing? Looking at your resume, acting CV, etc., it does seem you've got a lot of medical dramas
the fore. Yes, I have. I would be very useful in certain situations. Actually, I would be rubbish in certain situations. Like all actors, it's very nice to wear those kind of rubber gloves and those scrubs, and walk around with your elbows in the air. But realistically, you look on amazed at the medical profession.
When all's said and done, you say it with sincerity, and that's what brings it through on the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a crucial thing on that particular perspective.
Yeah.
Clearly, when you are producing in the motion picture world, it's slightly different from TV production work insofar as you've got to raise the capital and a variety of other bits and pieces as well. It's a sort of a challenging line. It's one of the often asked questions by some of our students in terms of, now, what's the difference between a director and a producer? Well, how much money have you got? I mean, did you find it relatively straightforward to actually raise capital for this? I mean, it's a British movie. We hear every so often about, yes, it's another renaissance for the British movie-making industry, or was it slightly challenging?
Well, it was, unlike every raising money on any movie, is incredibly challenging. And what we did on this was we went out to private investors and we shot 5 minutes of the film up front on a budget of about 20 pence to show them at a special screening. And we talked to them about the team, about what we intended to do, how we intended to do it. And we tried to encourage them to become involved if they wanted to as investors, not just financially, but also, you know, kind of physically involved, which was very, very useful. And so we did it like that, really. Oh. So we have a small pool of very loyal investors, and they've been with us wholeheartedly down the whole process. They've been involved, they've come to the set, they've given their expertise, and they've been incredibly encouraging. So raising finance is hard. Making movies is hard, but it's not impossible.
Absolutely, and I know that our regular Los Angeles directors and indeed New York directors, Ilana Rain and Phil Leonis, will be on this very show, actually. They're quite keen, obviously, on crowdfunding. That's another sort of line has sort of opened up in the industry today. So.
Absolutely, and there are lots of different sites like Indiegogo. There are all sorts of different ways of raising finance for your film, and nothing is cut and dry. And the whole way down the line, people say to you, you can't do that. You can't do that. You know, but you can.
Well, exactly. And as we say, if you follow the dream, you sort of focus on the end product, all will work out well. How can we claim to be a positive station if we're not sort of emphasising those particular points from that point of view?
Absolutely.
Moving onwards, in terms of obviously we could look forward to DVD releases and all the rest of the bits and pieces as the sequence comes together. Would you envisage a possible sequel to City Slang? I mean, I'm conscious that obviously you've had a lot of series work, etc., with folk from that. I mean, do you think, you know, after the baby is born, do we think there could be lines from that, without giving too much away. Of course, who knows what could happen? I don't
know. Who knows what
could exactly
happen? Excuse me.
Precisely. Exactly.
Yes. Well, who knows? Exactly. Who knows? I mean, the script written by Michael Muller is a very tight, funny script. So, you know, a sequel could go in various different directions. It's a lovely opportunity to have on the horizon. So
very much
watch
so.
This space.
Fiona, it's been absolutely delightful to connect with you, good self, today and get a flavour of course, the movie which is coming up at the Raindance Film Festival.
Yeah.
Launches from that point of view. It gets its premiere, world premiere.
Yes, world
premiere. At the
premiere.
20th Raindance Festival from that perspective. Screenings, of course, online Friday the 5th of October. But basically, it'll be out and about for the general population from December 2012. A must-see routine. We're doing the kind of end of the Mayan calendar show there. So what better way can you actually have to celebrate the end of the Mayan calendar all those thousands of years than going to actually see City Slacker? That's
fantastic.
probably copy you wouldn't have thought about in writing for the whole thing. But Fiona, two final questions. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on the Midweek Drive today?
Yes, I have. I've had a very interesting. You've brought up loads of good points, things for me to think about and things for, you know, when you're talking about your students, Raindance is a fantastic resource in terms of filmmakers.
Splendid. So the next crucial question is, can we look forward to featuring you again, hopefully in the not-too-distant future?
That would be lovely. I await your call, Alex.
Fiona Gillies, we salute you. Many thanks.
Thank you. Bye.